AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The National Weather Service is reporting a large tornado on the ground in northern Illinois, about 70 miles west of Chicago. Residents are being urged to seek shelter immediately. A guard at the U.S. Census Bureau headquarters in Suitland, Maryland, just outside Washington, D.C., has been shot and critically wounded. No word on the shooter.
Stand up! Stand up!
In North Charleston, South Carolina, a speaker at a Black Lives Matter rally called today on news organizations to investigate the killing of a black motorist by a white police officer.
Why is there not a media group that comes together and say, we are going to tell the truth from a human perspective? We're not going to criminalize a black body just because somebody said they did something 10 years ago and they're lying down with 8 shots in their back.
The rally came as dash cam video was released of a routine traffic stop last Saturday that turned tragic when a white police officer shot and killed a black motorist. He had stopped for a rear brake light that was out on his Mercedes. Walter Scott, the driver, told patrolman Michael Slager he didn't have the registration or insurance forms on the car because he hadn't bought it yet.
I don't have to get the insurance yet because, like I said, I just bought the car from my neighbor.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to get all that money. He still has the insurance label on the car.
So, do you have insurance on the car?
No, I don't have insurance. Okay.
While the officer was checking Scott's driving record on his cruiser's computer, Scott fled. A chase ensued, and a few minutes later, the 50-year-old man lie dead on the ground, shot in the back by the officer. A police officer who shot and killed a mentally ill woman in February will not face charges in North Carolina. And Texas executed a man tonight who was convicted of killing a Dallas-area police officer during a 2002 shootout. This is AP Radio News. A University of Virginia fraternity says it won't pursue an honor code violation against a female student who told Rolling Stone magazine several frat brothers gang-raped her during a party.
UVA's honor code prohibits lying, cheating, and stealing, and those who are found guilty by a student panel are expelled. Rolling Stone's story about the alleged gang rape has been retracted, and Charlottesville police say there's no evidence an assault happened at Phi Kappa Psi. The fraternity has said it's exploring legal action against the magazine, but not against the woman known only as Jackie. A fraternity spokesman says, from the fraternity's perspective, it's an issue of reckless reporting, careless editing, poor fact-checking, and negligent legal review. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
President Obama is attending the Summit of the Americas, which opened tonight in Panama, as he ponders whether to drop Cuba from a list of nations that sponsor terrorism. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.